it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me. Welcome back. I am so excited to be speaking with you when I'm not doing a project. Even though I loved Podmas, I love the Life Edit project. That's like 2 months of projects, and I am just so excited to be back just on the mic talking with you from just a normal episode. Now, when I say normal, this episode's basically going to be a whole catch-up episode. It's going to be like super random, super chatty. So if you've been wondering what's going on in my life, or you just want to hear me chat about random things that have been happening, you're in the right place because I've got a lot to say about a lot of random different things. And I actually love these episodes. So I really hope you do too. I hope it didn't come across too random. I hear podcasters all the time just saying like random stuff on the podcast, and they're just talking about like whatever. And I really enjoy that because it's really fun for me to listen to. So anyway, I am just here in my little new podcast recording area. If you don't know, I think I mentioned it on the podcast. I definitely mentioned it on social media, but my sisters actually transformed this little area that we have in the house to be a podcast studio. And it's crazy, just like a little area in general, but basically something where I can record my podcast, which I think is fabulous. I am so excited about it. So I'm recording here today. And yeah, I'm gonna work on like soundproofing a little bit more, but it's so nice just to have an area to myself where I can just podcast, and it's so cute. It's purple, which is my favorite color. It's like purple, black, and white. So neutrals with like pops of purple, and then it has like little Parisian inspired things, like a little Eiffel Tower thing, a little Paris poster, like a couple Paris posters. I'm like looking around now, and it's so cute. It's adorable. So I'm here in my new area, and I am burning a candle. It's actually my Taylor Tomlinson one. It's like a vanilla candle. I got her tour. And so yeah, I'm chilling, and I'm very excited to be talking to you. It feels like a really long time since I've been on the mic, but I'm just gonna catch you up on some things that have been going on. Work has been crazy. First of all, we had our busy season yet. We were working on like 2 magazines at the same time, and that was crazy in and of itself. And then one of my coworkers actually left for another job, which is very sad since I worked so closely with her and I love her. I still see her, which is great, but it's just been like nonstop for a few months now. So I kind of feel like everything is getting back to normal, like minus a coworker, and we're at least doing one magazine at a time now, which is great. But yeah, I'm very excited. But something actually exciting that happened at the end of 2023, which I know it's been like, you know, it's like a month now, me updating you, but the magazine puts out our top 10 stories of the year, and 5 of mine from that year made the list. So I'm really excited. And 3 of them were in the top 5. So I'm very excited about that. I'm just kind of over the moon about it. I still can't, it's been at least a month that I'm just still like, oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. So anyway, that was very exciting. Yeah, did not expect that at all. I kind of almost forgot about our top 10 things, and then I realized it was coming up, and I was kind of like, I wonder how many of my stories are going to be in it. And then I was like, wait, there are 5? That's cool. I'm excited. Yay. So that was very exciting for me. All right, what else has been going on? Oh my gosh, so January, doing the Life Edit podcast project, which was so spur of the moment. It was so like me just tweeting out, oh, I have a really cool idea for a project in January. And then I felt very obligated to do it since I tweeted it out, even though I probably don't even have 100 Twitter followers or X followers. If you want to follow me there, go do that. But I was just kind of like, this is random. But because I put it out there, I was like, now I have to be consistent and do it, because that's like something I always do. I like have to keep my word, I guess. And I'm like, even if only 5 people saw it, I have to keep my word to those 5 people. Like, it probably didn't get any likes at all. But I still like, I have to do it. So did the Life Edit project, which was so exciting. I loved it. It was so much fun. So thank you all for your feedback and your excitement over it, because it was great to hear for that spontaneous project. But in my personal life, since I didn't get to talk to you during January, here's what was up. I did Jai January, and it was great. It was hard at times, but really not as difficult. Like, there were some social situations. I feel like I was a lot. So I did Jai January last year, and then I did it again this year. And I feel like last January may not have been as social as this January because there were so many opportunities for me to get a drink and whatever. Like, we had a book club and they always have wine there and I love wine. And so I was like, I can't do it. And then we had other, I'm trying to think, there were other occasions for me to drink, like different professional things, like meetings, whatever. And I was just like, okay, I can't do it, whatever. And that was tough because I do enjoy, because I try to save a lot of my drinking for like social situations. And so that was, it wasn't difficult when I wasn't socializing, but when I was socializing, I was like, ew, this is interesting. but it was fine. I did it. And at the same time, I don't know why I did this to myself, but I also did a 3-week elimination diet and it was no dairy, no gluten, no sugar, and low histamine. And this is all because of health things, not for like just because I wanted to, because like who wants to do that? But it was really to address some specific things. And so when I was doing it, I was really not expecting, I was definitely expecting gluten to like make a huge difference of like eliminating that, because I know I just need to be gluten free. Dairy, I wasn't quite expecting to be like all that big of a deal, like maybe get rid of some bloat, but like, you know, nothing too serious. No sugar, I was like, oh, that's just good for me to do no sugar, and low histamine I know already works, so it's fine. I was not expecting my sugar cravings to be that bad, but oh my gosh, they were so rough. The only time I had sugar throughout the whole like time was when I didn't realize an elderberry lozenge had sugar in it and I was feeling under the weather, so I had that, and then I looked at the ingredients and I was like, oh darn. But I mean, I didn't really count it was like a medicinal thing. I don't care if medicine has sugar in it. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying to add back in dairy. I don't really know that it's going to be that great. I've already kind of added it back in, and I had like a lot of dairy coincidentally in the first day I was adding it back in. Like, it just happened to be in a lot of stuff, and I was like, oops. And so I didn't do very well after that day, but since then I've been kind of off of it. But last night I did have Caesar dressing, which had Parmesan in it, and I'm just kind of, that's the only like dairy thing that I've had in a while. And so I'm just kind of testing. So far so good, so that's nice. But I kind of feel like, because I noticed such a big difference going right back to dairy and being like, oh shoot, this is not good, that maybe I should limit my dairy. I don't know. I really want to do cottage cheese because it had like a lot of protein in it, and I have a few cottage cheese recipes that I really like. But we'll see. We'll see about that. I am definitely going to keep doing no gluten, and we'll probably do as low sugar as I can, even though I am planning on having a piece of candy after this podcast recording, because 'tis the season. I want candy. I'm also so tired. But I'm also trying to up my protein. I'm focusing on fat loss, so we'll see how that goes with me eating candy. We'll see. Anyway, those are my dietary goals. Not that we needed to know that. But another thing that happened very recently, actually, is I bought a heatless hair curler thing. I think it's Kitsch or something. I love it, like, way more than I thought I would. I was absolutely just, like, blown away by it. My sister Sophia uses one and her hair always looks great. Like, I don't know why I didn't think I was gonna like it as much. I just haven't had the best experience with like heatless, you know, hacks and all of that. And so I'm just kind of like, I don't really know about that. But it's so good. And I've used it for like less than a week and I've already been asked twice, wow, what curling iron do you use? And I'm like, this is a heatless thing. And it looks exactly like how I did my hair when it was like with a curling iron, because I'm really trying to do like no heat on my hair. Maybe not no heat, but low heat, try and not have heat on my hair as much. So yeah, I'm really, really, really excited about it. And it's not that difficult to do. And it's also not going to like be horrible to sleep in. So yeah, it's better than I expected. And I love little life hacks, so I'm all over it. I'm so excited about it. So that might be an obsession. I mean, this whole podcast episode is basically obsessions. Another thing that I'm kind of obsessed with is Mardi Gras. So I live in Mobile, Alabama, which is the birthplace of Mardi Gras. It's not New Orleans, everybody. But it has been Mardi Gras nonstop. Like, the two issues, well, maybe not the two, we were kind of working on like one for a long time and then two within that time frame. But one of the issues we were working on was a Mardi Gras magazine. Another one was our Mardi Gras magazine. Like, we're commissioned to do a Mardi Gras magazine, and then we also have a Mardi Gras issue. So I feel like it's just been Mardi Gras work for like several months, and now it's really starting to be Mardi Gras like play and Mardi Gras like happy times and fun. And so I'm very excited about it. Already went to a parade, had a Mardi Gras office party, which was really great. And then we are actually, my siblings and I and one of my sister's boyfriends is going to a Mardi Gras ball this weekend, and I'm really excited. I got a sparkly dress. I'm really excited about it. And it should be such a fun time. I like that I did Dry January, and then there's this 2-week period where you're supposed to celebrate, and it's supposed to be exciting and all that. And then you have Ash Wednesday and Lent. And so it kind of gives me permission just to kind of like be a little looser with it, and then Lent starts and you're just kind of like, okay, back to reality, this is great. And so I'm really excited about it. My dress, maybe I'll post some pictures on the podcast Instagram. Definitely will post some on my Instagram, but dress is like this gray sparkly dress. I love it. And it's really pretty. I also got some fur, even though it's supposed to be like 70 degrees the day of the ball. And then I bought some sparkly shoes, which are great. They're a little more sandally than I wanted them to be, but they're comfortable and they're the right height. I tried several pair. I sent several pair back through UPS store, through Amazon's like UPS pickup. And I just like, they were way too uncomfortable. They were like rubbing on the back of my heels. And so I was like, I'm not doing this, but we'll try this that has the cutout. And so, yeah, it was good. It had a cutout on the back of the heel, so it wasn't rubbing, and it's great. I'm excited about it. So we'll see how that goes. I actually have a podcast episode where I can't, like, update you on stuff, really, because it's, like, a guest episode, which I'm very excited. I had that recording, I think, last weekend. And so I'll be releasing that. But then episode after that, I'm going to be telling you how the Mardi Gras ball was. So that should be fun. All right, the next thing that I'm very excited about is Taylor Swift. Who wants to guess why I'm excited about Taylor Swift? Maybe it's because she's releasing a brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. What the heck? I was so, like, I was checking Twitter for the Grammys. I was watching it live, like, bits and pieces. And I stayed up until Album of the Year, which is the last award, came out, and I really just, like, refreshed Twitter, and all of a sudden I kept seeing pictures of, like, oh my gosh, she won Album of the Year, which I was really excited about that. Before that, though, she announced The Tortured Poet Department. I'm so excited about that album. She released the track list. I was actually going to talk to you yesterday, and I didn't end up recording because I was tired and didn't have time or motivation, really. Not that I don't want to talk to y'all, but at the same time, I was dead from work. And so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. And then, like, 2 hours later, she posts the track list. And I'm like, great, I'm excited because I have more to talk about. So I am just really excited about this album. I am going to see which songs I'm claiming, which, guys, do not expect this to not change, because it will change. But on first glance, I'll tell you the songs that I am claiming. If I can find it, where are you? Here's a post. Okay. I am claiming Down Bad from side A. We can do this from sides. So there's side A, B, C, D. And so side A, I'm claiming Down Bad. Side B, I'm claiming But Daddy, I Love Him. Side C, I'm claiming Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, because I don't know why it gives me You're on Your Own Kid vibes. I don't know. And then side D, I am claiming I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, because I believe that you can do it with a broken heart. I'm actually kind of feeling like maybe that's about her songwriting, because she has said so many times, like, you know, people are always like, oh, what is your art going to do when you're happy? And then when she was in a happy relationship, she was like, oh, I can still do it. And so I'm kind of wondering if that's about songwriting, but also, I don't know. I'm not sure. So anyway, I'm very excited about that. I also loved her Grammys look. At first, I was like, wait, what are we doing? I'm not sure about this. I wasn't sure what I liked. I wasn't sure if I liked it. Just because it was so different from what I was expecting. And then with the black and white, she was totally trying to throw us off. I mean, like, oh, Reputation. Because someone thought Reputation was coming. And it wasn't. So that was kind of funny. Then as the night went on, it was like, I just started like falling in love with this dress. I love the dress. I think she looked great in it and it was just really pretty. And I love the gloves and she had a fan and it was very romantic, like mysterious vibes, which I think is going to be the vibe of the album. I think it's going to be a breakup album. I do. I mean, it was probably written the same time as You're Losing Me. And like, that's super sad. So we'll see. And yes, if you're wondering, I am doing a project for this. I have never done a podcast project for a new album, like a brand new album. I've only ever done it for re-records. And I am excited to do it for the new album. So we'll see. I am in the process of inviting people on to talk to me about Taylor Swift and the new album. I'm very excited about that. So yeah. Okay, so that is kind of all. I mean, I told you it was going to be a really random episode, but that's it. And stay tuned. I am releasing an episode on Valentine's Day, and yes, it is with a guest, and it's kind of Valentine's Day themed. So stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.